University isn't just for the young. The Parkes Institute for the Study of Jewish-Non-Jewish Relations has held a day-long event for members of the public, highlighting aspects of Jewish life before and after the Holocaust. Helen Sperling was the organiser.
We wanted to bring people together from very different backgrounds to really engage and talk about the subject. We wanted to be able to raise the profile of the work of the Parkes Institute. Personally, as an academic, I find it very, very rewarding when you have all your research and then you can actually take that out to the wider community and really tell people about what you're doing, explain why it matters, why it's relevant, why it's significant. And then to be able to do that to as diverse an audience as we've had today is just really good.
Sessions were presented by University of Southampton academics Tony Kushner, Joachim Schler, Helen Sperling, James Jordan and Andrea Reiter. They included accounts of how Britain came to terms with the Holocaust, modern photography in Tel Aviv, interpretations of the Bible, the portrayal of Jews in post-war television, and current writings by Jews in Austria. Joachim says it went well.
I thought it was a very good atmosphere. It was academic, but it was open. People could really participate. It had interactive elements. It was a good mixture. Television, literature, photography, the history of refugees in Britain. So it really represented the works of the Parkes Institute.
The talks and discussions enthused the audience.
I thought it was very good. A variety of opinions, good exchange of opinions. I enjoyed enormously the television. I haven't seen Robin Hood for 54 years. And actually, it was not simply rather light-hearted. It was very thought-provoking about the number of Jews in television and about Jewish humour.
The Jewish interpretations of the Bible pre- and post-Holocaust is very interesting, very good insight into the impact that these events, these terrible events, had on the Jewish population and on Jewish thinking.
The literature was really good. I really was interested in the Austrian literature side of post-Holocaust and the photography.
I thought it was really interesting. Yes, it's the first time I've been back in the university for many years and I really enjoyed it.
I think that the most important thing I've got out of today is that I'll go away and actually think about what I heard.
I would like to come again. If there's something similar put on, yes, there's always room for more learning, isn't there?
Andrea says people found it rewarding to learn more about the impact of the Holocaust from the perspectives of history, literature, religion and culture.
Well, I think the audience was brilliant. They got very interested in what was going on and I talked to a few people over lunch and they seemed very enthusiastic and wanted more of this. So we hope that we can develop this.
The day was sponsored by the Parkes Institute and the Carton Foundation.